Lift Him Up, June 23. Students in the School of Christ. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. The mind that dwells much on the revealed will of God to man will become strong in the truth. Those who read and study with an earnest desire for divine light, whether they are ministers or not, will soon discover in the Scriptures a beauty and harmony which will captivate their attention, elevate their thoughts, and give them an inspiration and an energy of argument that will be powerful to convict and convert souls. The psalmist declares of the good man, "His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night." He refers to his own experience and exclaims, "Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word." Said Jesus to his disciples, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." I would plead with those who have accepted the position of teachers to first become humble learners and ever to remain as pupils in the school of Christ to receive from the Master lessons of meekness and lowliness of heart, humility of spirit combined with earnest activity, will result in the salvation of souls so dearly purchased by the blood of Christ. Faith without works is dead. He needs that faith that works by love and purifies the soul. A living faith in Christ will bring every action of the life and every emotion of the soul into harmony with God's truth and righteousness. Fretfulness, self-exaltation, pride, passion, and every other trait of character unlike our holy pattern must be overcome. And then humility, meekness, and sincere gratitude to Jesus for His great salvation will continually flow out from the pure fountain of the heart. The voice of Jesus should be heard in the message coming from the lips of His ambassador. If those who sound the solemn notes of warning for this time could realize their accountability to God, they would see the necessity for fervent prayer. When the cities were hushed in midnight slumber, when every man had gone to his own house, Christ, our example, would repair to the Mount of Olives, and there, amid the overshadowing trees, would spend the entire night in prayer. He who was himself without the taint of sin, a treasure house of blessing, whose voice was heard in the fourth watch of the night by the terrified disciples upon the stormy sea, in heavenly benediction, and whose word could summon the dead from their graves. He it was who made supplication with strong crying and tears. He prayed not for himself, but for those whom he came to save.